Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk 1380. WAOK, the voice of the community. So, Somalia leans over and said, who is that? I was like, I love when
it
I get
it. It happens to me every time.
I love to get the millennials caught up in the old school. Let you know, baby, that's what it is. That's the, that's war.
I like that.
That's war. The world is a ghetto.
Yes.
See what I'm saying? That's music. Don't you know that it's true that for me and for you, the world is a ghetto? That's trafficking in truth-telling. You see what I'm saying? Now I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to choke you, and I'm going to choke your people, but my beat dope, and so all I want to do is choke you till you die.
I mean, you know,
you a thought and your girlfriend a thought and I don't like thought.
It was just said in different ways.
You know what I'm saying?
It just wasn't thought.
I can't. And so I can't.
It was just in a different, it was different lingo.
It's abusive. It's abusive. And it's to my spirit right now, I'm not able to take in any negativity into my body. Anybody bringing negativity, I just move away. Any sounds that sound negative, I move away because my body won't, it toxifies me.
I
got to move away from whatever is toxic. And so forgive me if I don't want to hear, I done took three mollies and I seen a monster, so I killed three people.
Oh,
you know, I don't want to hear that. You know what I mean? Not right now.
Yeah,
in my life, I just don't. I can't swallow.
There's alternatives. Though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, this is America. In the studio with me, I have a special guest who is who's got a special brand, and I mean, I think I like it, and. She's a radio personality, a motivational speaker, and an entrepreneur. The name of the brand is Hood and Holy.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, put your hands together for Crystal Clear.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, guys.
What the deal is?
Nothing much. I like this show.
That's what I'm trying to
do. I like this show. Yes. I really do. You guys have great chemistry and you're talking about something important.
Yes.
You know, just something.
That's what I'm saying. Me making the push, and right now, and I want everybody to know this in case you think we're making an intentional push to expand the demographics of the show to include young folks because my spirit young enough.
Yeah.
You know, and I bring in young people.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that the community is not only comprised of baby boomers, but is comprised of millennials, is comprised of, what's them folks in the middle? Generation X.
Generation X.
And, you know, and I mean, That's the community. When we separate, when we intentionally, or when we allow people to separate us out according to age, I think that they do a disservice to us, and they do it for the purpose of marketing, so it'll be easier for them to sell to a particular group.
Right.
Well, for us, all of us need truth. We ain't no young truth and no old truth.
That's right. That is the truth.
Right. That's the truth.
That's the truth. So let's talk about hood and holy.
Yes. So hood and holy, guys. Okay, so for one, this was never supposed to be like a t-shirt line or I was never supposed to put it out. So I was going to start a podcast. You know, I was doing another brand prior to Hood and Holy called Plain Jane. And it was just, we were doing interviews with independent artists and selling hoodies with it. So we had like a little combination at my friend.
The Plain Jane thing.
The Plain Jane thing. Yeah, it was a good brand.
I need one of them too because I like
that. Good.
I will definitely get you one of those too. Okay. Yeah, so
you probably got a surplus. I got no hood and holy.
But that's nothing but God. But long story short, we were doing Plain Jane. And I was getting bored, you know. Like I was just like, I've been doing radio, you know, for a while with JD in college and stuff like that. So it just got to a point where I was kind of bored. Right. Like I'm like, I need a download of something that I want to push that's important to me. You know, not just talking about what's going on in media, who got this latest thing, who broke up, who you know, or even when the independent artists come in, how did you get started?
Yeah,
how long have you been? You know, it started to get a little boring for me I was unmotivated, per se, you know. So I actually took a trip to Houston working a job with the youth, third through fifth graders. It's called National Society of Black Engineers. So I was there for a month working that job and literally just, you know, seeking God and asking him for something to give me. Give me something, you know.
Yeah.
And guys, when I tell you it was like a download, like I thought about, you know, I said, you know what? Hood and Holy, that's me, because I have been in the, you know, radio industry for a while doing hip hop, and then I started to go, you know, towards the gospel industry a little bit. I started getting into my church, the Rhema Church of Atlanta, which is on fire. If you guys ever want to come, you're invited. So I started getting into church, and it was kind of an awkward transition. I didn't know how to transition, you know, or were people going to accept that? Because I was the one, you know, on the Instagram listening to the certain music. I'm like, people aren't going to accept me doing this. But, you know, God gave me Hood and Holy and said, you know, everybody is invited for my love. So, you know, it's no particular group of people. Just because you wear this, you look like this, you come from this, it doesn't matter. So I decided to do Hood and Holy podcast. And it didn't work. I said, okay, well, God, what are you trying to tell me?
Well, this is the Hood and Holy radio show.
I said.
You know, this is how we get down on the move.
Oh, okay.
You know
what I'm saying? So everybody Hood and Holy here. Yeah. Look, JD told me.
I am the trap pastor.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what we do in, you know, at our church.
Right.
That's how we get down.
Yeah.
You know, you show up at our church with a necktie on. You look funny.
Come on now. We in jeans you know, and hoodies.
You know, jean camouflage.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday I had on a camouflage, some camouflage pants, camouflage shirt, and a camouflage robe.
Oh gosh. Whole camouflage fit. Just you the know, whole camouflage fit.
From, you know, from top to bottom with some Lizard Gator song.
Oh, I'm scared now.
You're going to be on the slider.
But I, you know.
Well, I used to be barefoot. And you know, so I switched over from barefoot to Lizard Gators. Anyway.
But yeah, you know, just transitioning and just, you know, once I started getting into my ministry and doing things for my ministry or just getting connected, you know, I said people need to know that God is real, you know, and the love is real, you know.
But this is the key, and I know a lot of folks, you know, don't like that, but I've been saying stuff all day that people don't like.
It's fine. I want you to say it.
Every day.
But black people, it don't make sense for black people to worship white Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And if we gonna make the transition, we have to make the transition to a point where we become authentic in our worship. We begin to visualize Jesus of Nazareth as the black man that he was.
Yes,
and that's the truth. And to move away from white theology and to reject it totally and completely so that we can reclaim our humanity. Mm-hmm. Because as long as we place energy, as we give energy to a white image of Christ, mm-hmm. then what we're doing is we are denigrating ourselves. Mm-hmm. We are abdicating our responsibility to be critical and thoughtful as we approach our mm-hmm. spirituality right. and not just take the garbage that people gave us
right.
and pretend it is the truth. Mm-hmm. If we ain't learned nothing else by now, we yeah. should have learned that all that white people do is lie to us.
Mm-hmm.
If we ain't learned nothing else.
That's the truth.
If we ain't learned nothing else,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just, you know, and I ain't going to even say lie to us and kill us because mm-hmm. I ain't
right.
trying to be
yeah. right.
as controversial
right.
as mm-hmm. I want to be today, but. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Right. But lie to us and kill us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And rape us and hurt us. So that's just really real. And you know what, words like that make people uncomfortable when they counting.
Mm.
They're like, well, I wanted some, you know, I was looking forward to some Caucasian support for
mm-hmm.
my project.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
that you,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. I give white folks the test.
Mm-hmm.
I ask them straight up, do you love white people? I mean, do you love black people?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can say, yeah, I love black people, then you're an ally.
Hmm.
We can work together.
Is it that mm-hmm. easy, though, Dr. Slaughter?
Well, at least lie to me.
Oh, okay.
At least lie
so
to me.
So you like the Nikki Giovanni clip.
What's that?
When she's talking to James Baldwin, she's like, mm. I want the black man to lie to me. You lie to the white people, you lie to him, and then you come home and you mad to me.
Mm.
Okay. I'm down with Nikki Giovanni. You know,
she
I love Nikki Giovanni. So yeah, tell me a lie, at least. That's what the dude Northam doing up in Virginia. Well, you know, I was just Michael Jackson. I'll moonwalk for you.
Oh, gosh.
I'll moonwalk in a minute.
I can't.
Chris, you going to hang around with us for
yes,
a little while?
Yes, I sure am.
This is kind of good.
Yeah,
it's kind of good.
I definitely will.
I got callers I got to get to on the other side of the break. So
okay.
We're at the bottom of the hour, and I'm coming to you callers, and I'm going to synthesize you and intersection you into this conversation. And I don't know if those words were right, but... So what? You know what?
Hey.
The world is a ghetto.
If you're true.
Crystal Clear in the building. Somalia Ramen in the building.
Yep.
Slaughter Movement. News and Talk 1380. WAOK.
Wake up, dummy. That's right. You're listening to Intelligent Black Radio. It is Killer Mike with Sergeant Leader Dr. F. Keith Slaughter. You know what I mean? You can't hide the truth. You can't hide the dogs, man. On News Talk 1380 WALK.
News and Talk 1380 WALK. The voice of the community. You want to know who that is too, don't you, Somali?
I do.
Uh-huh. That's Graham Central Station.
Hmm.
You hip to Larry Graham?
No.
A one in a million
a chance of a lifetime.
That's Larry Graham. That's after he got sophisticated. This is before he got sophisticated.
Ah.
And this was Graham Central Station. They was out of the Oakland, San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay.
And they were this like... this multicultural kind of hard funk rock kind
mm-hmm.
of collective.
Feel. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They were popular in the early 70s, you know what I mean? And so he transformed himself into another kind of
yes.
brother.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal Clear in the studio,
yeah.
Hood and Holy.
Hood and Holy.
My sister is Hood and Holy.
Come on,
you know what I'm saying? You got a sleeve on this picture. You really got a sleeve?
No, that's not me. Yeah.
Oh,
no,
I do.
That
I do
ain't
have.
You.
That's so interesting.
I definitely thought
it kind of looks like her.
No, that is
you,
my
right.
friend Unique. She
okay.
is a
wow.
model.
That's
and
you.
She has a whole.
Yeah,
yeah that's me. I do have a tattoo right here, though. It's not a sleeve, but it's almost there. It's a half sleeve, maybe.
I like it, but the Bible said don't be getting no ink in your body. So, you know, I did.
And speaking, I was going to ask you, Crystal, from millennial to millennial, because we've
mm-hmm.
been talking about this, too, on one of our shows,
mm-hmm.
With a lot of millennials kind of straying away from religion, like,
mm-hmm.
how do you still connect with them, like, mm-hmm. and show them that, like, yeah, I am hood and holy, mm-hmm. but, like, are there certain things that you, like, don't talk to them about? Mm-hmm. Or because you know that that might be a pushback for them? Like, you know, how do you still connect with them even though they might be like, oh, well, you know, religion is, you know, right. for the birds or whatever?
Right. Well, you know, to be honest, I didn't grow up, my father grew up Muslim.
Okay.
So he did not raise us Muslim. Mm-hmm. He hated it. That was how he grew up. My grandfather
right. okay.
was Muslim. He said he would never raise his children Muslim. Mm-hmm. So when growing up, I didn't have a lot of religion in the home. You know,
that
my
was,
stepmother
that
was from
well.
Mississippi, mm-hmm. Heidelberg. You probably never even Heidelberg, Mississippi, and my dad's from Chicago.
Okay, okay. Where's so Heidelberg though?
It's about 45 minutes from Hattiesburg.
Okay, hmm. down
yeah,
south.
Down south, mm-hmm. yeah. Okay. So, and they met when I was about, what, four to six years old. Mm-hmm. So she's Christian, so we went to church, you
yeah.
know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it took him a while. He wasn't really, you know, mm-hmm. into it. But literally about 2 or 3 years ago, I found a ministry after college. I wasn't even going to church like that in college. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't
yeah.
even.
Yeah.
You know, I was living.
I mean, who
I was living.
Who
yeah.
does?
You know, who does? You know, and yeah. I was literally living. I have a best friend named China, and she, her mother's a pastor.
Okay.
And that was kind of like the only dig I
the
got
connection.
From it.
Yeah.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
for about two or three years ago, I connected to my ministry that I'm at now,
mm-hmm.
The Rhema Church of Atlanta. And they come to break that. They come to break the thought of religion. You have to do this. You
yeah.
have to
right,
do this.
Right, right.
God is love. That is
right.
what they teach. So that's what
right.
they taught me, you know. So I was going, I had a few situations where I was going through some things and I couldn't talk to anybody about it. You know, it wasn't, I couldn't say, hey, dad, I need to talk to you, or best friend, I need to talk to you. You know, some stuff I had
right.
to just take to God. So not more so pushing religion, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are coming out of that spirit of
right.
religion
yeah.
because it's so controlling.
Yes.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so,
yeah,
it gives you a mindset that you can't
yeah.
do anything.
And it make you want to kill
it
people
you,
for your ideas.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
So, we need to throw all of that out.
Right. So, you know.
Let me invite some
oh,
more people
ahead.
Into
go
this
ahead.
Conversation,
mm-hmm.
though. Mm-hmm. Gregory, who is that? Who I got? Brother Gregory?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Slaughter.
Man, come on in, man, because, you know, these millennials done took over my
good
show.
can't even
talk to my people who been holding on. I got me a fake Gucci belt. They want to take my fake Gucci belt and everything.
Come on.
Well, first of all, I got to crown you as a world champion Googler, Dr. Slaughter, because I just Googled that Renee Lacoste,
yes.
and you learned me something this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know.
Me too.
That was
me too.
Man, look, y'all. I'm sorry, sisters and brothers. This show is called The Movement
mm-hmm.
with Dr. F. Keith Slaughter
mm-hmm.
For a reason.
Moving forward.
Okay. Brother Gregory, so let's just bear that in mind, okay?
Yeah, you dropped yeah. some Black history education
yes.
today. Much appreciated.
You're welcome, kind sir.
And mm-hmm. I wanted to say on the main thing, Dr. Slaughter, this blackface situation is really getting out of control. I mean, you start out with the situation in Virginia. Now we got Gucci. And I have to say that, you know, with that 400th anniversary marked in 2019,
yeah.
is the truth just coming out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But you know what I just thought about, though? And this is what just hit me. And again, I don't know. I must be something wrong with me today. But I'm so clear. I'm like, wait a minute, though. What about at church when... when the mime dancers have on the white face and the white gloves.
Mm, that's the truth. And I've never known. Why do they have that on? With the white gloves.
What?
You about to be on CNN tonight.
Oh my goodness. What about that? Because if I be honest with you, man, I don't care nothing about them wearing no blackface. To be honest with you,
wait, who? Who not wearing blackface?
White folks. That, and you act like, I mean, we acting like only the ones that got on blackface are racist. That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous thought. That's a non-critical engagement of the issue. It ain't just the white folks with black folks that's with black folk face that's racist.
Why?
Hell,
why?
All white folks participate in white supremacy. Unless you can answer the question, do you love black people, and then take to the streets with Black Lives Matter. Be a part of and speak out and be vocal for the issues that are impacting black people and being truthful about that. Unless you doing that, you either practicing white supremacy or you benefiting from the practice of it. So I don't care if you got on blackface or not. That means nothing to me. I said it.
You unbothered. Unbothered.
I'm just out today.
Oh, and one thing, Dr. Slaughter, I saw an interview with Gail King and the governor north
of
Virginia.
That's the Black Holy Ghost. That's the Black Holy Ghost. Uh-huh.
And one thing that came out when she asked him about the 400th anniversary of Africans being brought to America.
Go ahead on, drop it, Greg.
He called them indentured
servants. And Gail King, she didn't let him get away with it, though. To Gail's credit, she did not let him get away with that. She said,
I wanted to end with a question.
Because those were enslaved persons. Those were not indentured servants.
Right. And I wanted to ask the millennial sisters, Sister Somalia and Sister Crystal, since you are young people, what do you understand about the history of blackface and why we as African Americans, we find it so offensive?
That's a good question.
Could you explain that as young people?
That's a good question. And we get to it on the other side of the break on the radio. All right.
Thank you, Dr. Slaughter.
Hey, man, that was a good one.
Crystal.
All right. Y'all write that down so we forget it. You know I'm old. I forget.
You know I forget. You know, and where are my teeth is? I can't even find my teeth.
Thank you for your call, Greg.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Slaughter.
Yes, sir. 404-892-2703 is the number. In the studio, I got So-So, Somalia, and Crystal Clear.
Yes, yes.
Millennials and JD on the other side. I'm just surrounded by this millennial energy, and I'm feeling younger.
Hey,
let's get some Molly Percocet.
Oh, you are no.
I'm done.
It's the movement. We all over the 45. We'll be black when we get back with more. The Blackest Show on Radio is News and Talk 1380 WAOK. News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
We began to wrestle.
I
was on the top.
I was on the top. That's like the Family Stone. Do you feel me? That's what I need right there in my life. Thank you for letting me be myself. One more time and again. Look here. My producer made an executive decision over the break, and Crystal Clear going to ride out with us a little bit. You know what I'm saying? This is the Blackest Show on Radio. And matter of fact, I need y'all to have y'all millennial folks, everybody tell them to download the app, radio.com.
Okay.
Tell your millennial people to download the app, radio.com, and they can get down with the movement every day.
Okay.
But to hit and walk around with on your phone like y'all do.
Yeah. Yep. And listen to things. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you can have it and listen. It's so cool. You can have the show playing on your phone and still be doing your email, texting while the show playing in the background.
Right. Yep. Right.
Ooh.
It's good.
DJ JD, why you ain't told your people that yet, man? This is don't make no sense, man. I'm going to Brother Raymond, man. Brother Raymond.
Yes, sir. Good brother.
Man, thank you for your patience, dear brother. But, you know, I got these millennial sisters up in here hogging the microphone. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. And let me holler at the Nubian Queens, although I'm not in the A, but my spiritual, cosmic, universal force of success is upon the both of you. Okay? It's our turn. Understand me? It's our turn.
Yes.
If we don't promote and patronize ourselves, who else is going to do it? And much respect to you, Brother Slaughter, for bringing these queens on.
Bless, brother. Okay. It's my honor, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Since we on this Black Hour story thing, good brother, you hip to a sister by the name of Renata Jones?
No, hip me, brother.
Okay, Black Hour story. She is the original inventor of the iPod and Kindle. Her idea was stolen from that white boy, Apple and the Microsoft.
Yeah, Steve Jobs.
Yes, sir.
Say her name again.
Renata Jones.
Renata Jones.
She's on. You can look up on YouTube. She run it down so hard and strong. If you don't believe it, then something wrong with y'all. This sister invented the iPod. They stole our inventions, y'all, thousands of years ago. So what make y'all think they ain't going to do it today? Ain't nothing changed. Now, as you was talking through that microphone, good brother, a black indigenous brother by the name of James Edward West invented the microphone, and he's still living today. His birthday was yesterday. Everything we touch, y'all, we invented. I keep telling people
that is the truth.
Story is not about being enslaved. Yeah,
from the lights, from the, I always say, from the lights over your head to the shoes under your feet.
Yes,
black people invented it all.
Yeah,
invented it all. We even invented them. No. Yes,
and then they flipped the script and reinvented us. Wow.
You already know the skull slaughter. Now, on this Gucci, every Caucasian owner who has a business has said something, has done something, and some of them are still doing racist acts and tactics toward indigenous original people who continue to patronize these demons.
Now, brother Raymond, let me just slide in here and let's be clear. Don't act like they don't be looking at you funny. They ain't been looking at you funny when you go in the Gucci store, the Louis store, or any of them high-end stores out in Lenox or wherever they might be.
Or the beauty supply store.
They be following you around. They be following you around and treating you like a criminal, and they ain't just started doing that.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get up in arms about this kind of stuff. Go ahead, Brother Raymond. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Yes, sir. A good brother. Follow you around in all them upper class stores. Brother, them demons follow me around in Walmart. So
the beauty supply store.
Lord have mercy.
Real.
Yeah.
I'm just telling it like it is.
Yeah, they
real.
Kill you in Walmart. They killed that brother. What's the brother up in Ohio?
I remember.
They killed us around the same time they killed Tamir Rice. Oh, man, what's my brother's
Cleveland.
Name?
Cleveland. He was up in Cleveland.
They killed their brother in the Walmart because he had a toy gun.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So, ain't none of these retailers no good. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm going to leave you with this, good brother.
Okay.
Now, therefore, I feel if they want to boycott, then they should boycott all Caucasian businesses. You got designers, bruh, in Africa, men and women, who will make all these Caucasian clothes these Negroes wearing look like rags. But you never see these Negroes at these events wearing gear made by Africans. And what I can't understand, my sisters and my brothers, about this boycott of Gucci, these entertainers, how come they don't boycott the very Caucasians who own them? They record labels, and what can and they say and what they cannot do when they make all this crap music to down their own people.
You know what?
And they can't even sing, but they own it. These Negroes, this is who they should boycott. I remember
and Prince was.
You know
meaningful.
What? Bro Raymond.
Yes, sir.
You all own it. And look, this is what I'm going to do, man. Tomorrow's show, I think I'm going to talk about, because I read a four-part article over the weekend that was on CNN, so I ain't lying. I didn't get it from some clandestine space. They saying now, and you might have heard it on the news last week, they saying that James Brown got murdered up in Emory Midtown a couple of years ago, that he was murdered, that his wife was murdered. And guess why, Brother Raymond?
Who?
Because the white men, his white lawyer and his white accountant had their eyes on the, and we talking, brother, we talking hundreds
of $1 million that were associated with the James Brown brand and label. Mm. And James was about to move out of Augusta, right outside of Aiken, South Carolina, and he was getting ready to move to New York and change his style to just doing corporate events and getting that corporate money.
Mm.
And the white boys bugged out and said, he worth more to us dead than alive. That connects to what you were just talking about, dear brother. And that's something that we're going to have a conversation about.
Oh, bro, well. I got something to pull on you too tomorrow, bro.
Right.
But in the ending of this, what Michael Jackson say, they don't really care about who?
Us.
I'm out of here, good brother. Peace,
boy,
queen.
Boy, boy, boy. All right.
Thank you.
Brother Raymond always drop it like that. So.
Right.
So
straight with it.
Before we came out of the other side of the break, the question was asked, what do y'all,
right,
millennial queens, think about blackface?
Right.
From your perspective.
So I've always sort of learned, or when I did learn about blackface, because I wanted to be an entertainer,
right,
was that was the way that black people were perceived and shown on TV. That was
right.
The only way. That was the first way that you were going to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And so to want to break away from that and to be where we are today, we don't want to be associated with blackface.
Right.
Because that's just putting back in our minds, and I feel like seeing that that's who you are. That's all you're ever going to be.
Right.
Mm. And talking about like record labels and stuff, that's why so many people want to be indie now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that idea of what Prince was saying, like formerly known as the artist Prince, like owning your name and owning who you are. I feel like when I see blackface, that's what I see.
Mm.
I see slavery.
Right.
I see oppression. I see sadness. I see ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm like, I don't want to see that.
Mm.
That's
Crystal.
That's the truth.
And Crystal, what'd you say?
I just feel like it's complete.
Crystal, you got to get it in the mic. That's what he's saying. You got to talk.
Okay,
the
I'm
microphone.
Like, they want to hear you, Crystal.
Yeah. No, like, you're fine.
But you know, I feel the exact same way. It just takes you to a place where we aren't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so why pull that back up? Why dig that up again? You know,
right.
it was intentional. I do feel like that. I feel like it was intentional. Just like a lot of the things that went on, H&M, even the Dove situation. I even thought that was intentional. Do you guys remember that where they had the different wash,
yeah,
become clean, and then it was a white woman and then a black woman. I mean, black woman and then the white woman.
Right.
Like, well, are we not clean?
That purity, cleansing.
But it just takes
me
to a place where, you know, why bring that back?
We
up?
Talked about that.
You know.
We talked about, and I told people about this, the book by Tom Burrell, Black, is it whitewashed or shucks? The book by Tom Burrell, where he talks about how, you know, the psychological workings of Madison Avenue, the advertisers, how they market cleaning products and particularly body cleaning products to black people, because what they have done is infuse us with the idea that we are dirty.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's all connected to the black face. It's all connected to black people being dirty.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to get out of this second hour, man. It's in the can, actually. I'm coming back on the other side of the break with my millennial queens. So-so and Crystal Clear. So-so and KK. I'm glad you ain't got that other K. I'll be black when I get back. My name is Slaughter. This is The Movement on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Hey there, Atlanta. I'm LeVar Ball, and I love intelligent black talk radio. That's why I listen to The Movement with Dr. F. Keith Slaughter on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Hi there, Atlanta. I'm Kim Whitley.
And I'm David Arnold. Why you sound like that?
That's what I like. That's
Kim,
why we on the radio.
Just tell them what you listen to.
I listen to my boy. Why he got Doctor in front of his name? Dr. F. Keith Slaughter on
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Your brother, Dr. F. Keith Slaughter. Up here getting it in, celebrating Black History Month all month long. It's the blackest show on radio every day, though, Monday through Friday. I don't know how we get any blacker. It's
really not possible, I don't think. Well, unless, you know, we put on blackface.
Oh, just get a tan.
We can get blacker. Right? And we can be like the governor. Maybe I could be governor if I put on the blackface.
My God.
Or attorney general. You know, I don't know. We're going to have the conversation, though, man. 404-892-2703. How is it that the hip-hop community wants to boycott Gucci but wouldn't support a boycott of the NFL? Is that...
That's a legit
hypocrisy.
Question.
I am just asking. I am, again, I'm hip-hop. I was there when it started. I went to New York City. But, I mean, for real, I mean, in 1988, shucks, I'm sitting in a room with KRS-One, you know, and, you know, just kicking it, chopping it up, you know what I'm saying? I've been a hip-hopper since I was, say, what, 17, 18,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody thought it would get to be 40 years or 50 years old. Mm-hmm. Nobody thought that. It was we were told it was a fad.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was going to be gone in 5 to 6 years.
It wasn't
years.
Real music. It I'm wasn't sure.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. Y'all just talking and man, shucks, man. Black people too creative to have
creative.
Our movements just smash because somebody else prognosticates that that's what's about to happen. Mm. I mean, that ain't what happened. And this thing, I don't see no end no time soon.
No time soon.
Right.
At all. In the studio, Crystal Clear, radio personality, motivational speaker, and entrepreneur, and the brains behind the brand, Hood and Holy.
Yes.
In the studio with us. And she riding with us now.
Yeah.
Of course, Somalia Ramin, who is a recording artist and all around grinder.
Mm-hmm.
Just be getting it in. Been down with the movement, shucks, since its inception. And, be glad to see her every second Monday on Mo Better Magnificent Millennial Mondays on the movement. And I got callers on the line who've been holding. I need to go and see my dear brother Tabakuti, who I somehow dropped an hour or so ago, but I'm glad you're back, man.
No, that was those gremlins did.
That them gremlins. Them gremlins with them UGG boots on.
I want to say good morning to the sister this morning. It's great to hear this young voice, Dr. Slaughter. I mean, and this is what I want to say, Dr. Slaughter. See, you said something a few weeks ago, Dr. Slaughter, that most people may have forgotten, but it was very powerful, and it shows how powerful we are. You said that some other radio personality has stolen your Women World Wednesday.
Yep.
And see, this is what I tell black people. They don't understand how powerful we are and what we can do when we come together collectively.
Yep.
And it was something else you said that they had.
I just heard somebody came up to me yesterday, said a local pastor is now calling their worship service the movement.
Interesting.
See, that's just straight up blackness, okay? That's just straight up blackness. And see, this is what I tell people. Turn your blackness on and turn it on loud. Let everybody see it. Because, see, when we turn our blackness on, see, white people are afraid of us because they know what a commanding presence we are. Dr. Cress Wilson taught us that.
Yeah.
But what
the great Dr. Francis Cress.
The great Dr. Francis.
The honorable, you know what I'm saying?
Honorable,
in Black History
unique.
Month. Yeah. Y'all hip to Dr. Francis Cress Wilson?
No.
I'm about to let y'all know. I'm about to let you guys know.
See, if you know, you often hear people say Tabakuti and dear sisters. I remember hearing this as I was growing up. People say, you know, I hate history. I don't like history, you know, and you hear people saying, you know, history, I hate that subject. It's so boring.
Mm-hmm.
And early on, I learned, no, history isn't boring. You're boring. You see what I'm saying? And if you weren't so boring, you could get excited about learning what has happened in times past
right.
so that you could have an insight to what's going to happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's what history helps us to understand. It helps us to get a grip mm-hmm. on what people have done, because you can project what people will do based upon what they have done.
And, go ahead, and I just want to you know, add on to that. I had a moment growing up where I have little brothers. They're about right now, they're 15 and 16. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're watering down the history as time moves on.
Yes.
So they're taking away things out of it. So the movie, what was the movie that the he's a young black man, he's an actor, he took out all his savings to produce, was it 12 Years of Slavery?
No. Or was it Fruitvale Station?
No, it showed in certain theaters. I can't think of the movie, but I was happy to go see the movie. I said, so I asked my stepmom, I said, can I take my brothers to see the movie?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I don't want them watching that. And I said, it's history, though. It was very graphic. I have to. I'm going to find the name of it before I leave
today.
Yeah,
please do that.
But it was very graphic.
Google it.
Right. It was very graphic. It brought me to tears when I left out. But people are passing that down to their that mindset to where they. I don't want to know about
it. Shield them.
I don't. Yeah. But we need. You know.
But
so.
We need truth. We can't live without it.
You're going to learn it either way or another, or you. Or somebody else is going to teach it.
Right.
To you.
Or you'll just be uneducated. Yeah. And that's even worse. You know.
Topical. So.
Yes.
Final thoughts.
Final thoughts, Dr. Slaughter, is that yes, this is hypocrisy, because see, if these young people understood, when we present a black united front, can't nothing stop us.
Ashe. Ashe.
Peace.
I say, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
man, we great, we bad.
Agreed.
And we're going to get better, and we're going to reclaim that which has been lost, and we're going to get stronger. And that's what the movement is all about. And I'm glad that y'all are here to make it young and make it fresh and make it beautiful. Appreciate y'all's presence.
Yes.
Yes.
Happy to be here.
And we showing the world, man, we can do this. Ain't no generation gap.
Right. Right.
All right. We'll be black when we get back with more of this thing called The Movement. We all over the 15. I'm your brother. And this is Movement Talk 1380. Body just me. Girl, you got to dance.
Dance and shake the brain. This is America. Don't catch you slipping, no. Don't catch you slipping, no. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America.
Yep.
Don't catch you slipping up.
Yep.
Look how I'm living up.
News and talk.
Police be tripping up.
1380. Yeah.
This is America.
WAOK. The voice of the community.
Yes.
Okay.
The record of the year right there, Dr. Slaughter. Yeah,
yeah. And that's why I'm saying. That's. And I'm sorry, you know, y'all, forgive my critique. You know what I'm saying? The the video was the dopest video. Dopest video that I seen.
Yeah.
But the song ain't hot.
Okay. It's okay.
Thank you.
It's
see
okay.
that? See that?
But
it's okay.
The video made me want to listen to the song in my car. I'm not going to lie. Like, it made me want to ride to the song. It did. I'm not going to lie.
I think it had a whole lot of streams.
Okay. I get it. And
you know, goes into.
Because, I just like funky.
Right.
I like I like my grooves funky.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be honest. That's not a funky groove. It ain't
it's cool.
funky.
Yeah,
it ain't
cool.
grimy. I need grime in my life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 404-892-2703. Man, let me get at these callers, man, to get up before I get up out of here, man. Y'all been up in here taking all the time. Big Uncle Soul time. I don't know what's up with these millennials. Good morning. How you doing, brother?
Sisters who project a very promising future and family.
Yes, yes, yes.
I would like to first, this being Black History Month and we being engulfed in politics, I'd like to acknowledge Sister Cynthia McKinney, who has been a representative
Ashe.
Who truly represented our interests
Ashe.
And the interests of exploited people throughout the world.
Ball your fists up when you say her name, too, because
yes.
she's a warrior queen.
Yes, she is.
Yep, no doubt.
But I'd like to briefly address something I wrote down on blackface, and that is the degradation of blackface is not our burden to bear. It is symptomatic of their fear and cognitive dissonance.
Mm-hmm.
The melanated projection of our being confirms our substance or originality. Mm-hmm. Contrivance and denial has been a major causation of their mental dissonance and ours by imposed inference, resulting in our mental discord and psychological distress because of holding two or more contrary beliefs, ideals, or values. Their contrivance of blackface and all of its manifestations has had an effect on us. Have you analyzed that?
You sound like you was at my sermon yesterday, and I don't know why you don't come hear me.
I'll be there.
Full time, but I talked about exactly what you're saying yesterday. The exact same thing. Yep.
Brother, I keep telling you that we are on the same page.
We really are. And it's about self-responsibility. It's about taking responsibility for self to eliminate that sense of double consciousness, which has been identified. We know it's clear. We know it's there. So we need to just make the decision, make the choice to stop filtering our thoughts through a white prism of understanding.
Right. Well, let me complete your sermon then.
Go ahead, sir.
Their contrivance of blackface and all of its manifestation has had an effect on us. Have you analyzed our demeaning music, the characters in The Housewife of Atlanta or Madea? These demeaning characteristics and images serve as justification for their inhumane and predatorial behavior.
Wow.
Contrary to that which is professed as a God-fearing personage, that being said, what influence have we made our objects of surrender? Maybe advantage or money? Surely not the Creator who has established symmetry in the natural order. Family, consciousness, or being awoke is self-actualization in relationship to the whole. We must redefine and interpret reality for ourselves and accept to live within the resulting values that we determine.
No doubt. Ashe.
Thank you, brother.
Yes.
Yeah, finger snaps and everything. Thank you, Big Uncle Sultan. Always profound. Sister Tina, I see you.
Peace and blessings, Dr. Slaughter, Sister Somalia, crystal clear.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey there.
Yes. As far as I don't have much time, but as far as the black faces is concerned, I feel like it's a rites of passage for white people. Notice the young guys. Participated in this modern age, but they've been doing it since the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whites have been making money off of black people in many ways. Three that I can think of now is making fun of us, like the blackface.
Yeah.
Or us.
It's
us
a form of ridicule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or killing us. Do you know that Brother Cosby, Bill Cosby, actually bought the rights to all those blackface movies of old so that we wouldn't be seeing them in this modern age.
Mm-hmm.
He bought those and he put them in the basement and burned them or whatever he did with them.
Hmm.
And that's why they have a problem with him, I believe.
That's part of it, you know, part of it. But, I mean, it is that little thing about putting stuff in people's drinks and having sex with them while they sleep.
Well, that is.
They got a little bit of that little thing right there was a little bit of problem.
Right.
Yeah.
But then another thing, look, I would say many whites participate every day in blackface. Look at the tans that they get at the tanning booth to an orange color like 45.
Mm-hmm.
They get the lip injections, butt injections. They walk around with all of our beautiful physical attributes, even though they don't want to be black. Look at the Housewives of New Jersey. That's a good example of that.
Yeah, there's so much collagen and Botox on that show, it don't even make no sense.
It doesn't look real.
Thank you for your call, sister. I got to get another call in.
Thank you.
All right. Charlie, I see you. Come now.
Hello? Are you with me?
Are you speaking?
Yay! All right. Awesome. Well, peace and blessings to the melanated folks all over the world. And brother, after those last calls, definitely, just like the word says, we can take it all back. We have got the God, the Father, and the Black Holy Ghost has given us everything we need to do what it is that we need to do, and we definitely can take it back.
Yes, sir. No doubt about it. Thank you for your call, dear brother. All right, then. It's time to raise up out of here, brothers and sisters and sisters and sisters.
Yeah. Sisters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Crystal Clear.
Yes.
Give us all of your social media stuff.
Okay, so you can follow me at Hood Rich Crystal. That's H-O-O-D. Crystal with a K, not a C. Okay. You can also follow Hood and Holy at Hood and Holy _, guys. That's where you're going to find the website, which is www.hoodandholy.com. Listen, you don't want to miss the Hood and Holy gear, okay? I'm sure it describes you and somebody else in some type of way. So buy a gift if you don't want it. Gotcha?
No doubt. Come on, Somalia, with yours.
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram at The Somalia Show and on Facebook at Somalia Ramen.
All right. On this day, in the year 1990, Nelson Mandela was released. That's what it said. I don't know if that's the truth or not. That seemed like to me it was warm when he got released. Anyway, when it's winter in South Africa, though, it's summer in... Anyway, all right, whatever. Don't blame me. Blame Black Facts. That's where I get the stuff from.
Oh, gosh.
Thank y'all for coming through. I appreciate y'all. Yeah, y'all were both great. And thank you for riding out with us, Crystal Clear.
Shout out to you, Crystal. Oh, yes.
Y'all were great.
All right. Thank you for coming through. So, so.
Thank you, Dr.
See you next month.
Yep.
If not before. All right. Peace to peace to the Archbishop and the Holy Family, to the beloved community that I love so well. To my DJ, DJ JD, Smooth Criminal, and the place to be. And to the sister that rocks it well, Joyce Latell. And you, all I want you to do is love me. And I'm going to love you black on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I ain't scared of you. I'm down for a fight. This is the blackest show on radio.
Florida, look, you need to make this thing a movement, not just a talk show.
It is a movement. I like that name. The Movement with Dr. F.P. Splunk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.